We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
The National Screening Programme for Breast Cancer is projected to miss its screening targets for a third consecutive year. The ideal target was 219,000 women to be screened. The likely projection is 170,000. I'm joined by Liz Yates, who is CEO at the Marie Keating Foundation. Liz, the reason that the targets are being missed, that roughly 50,000 women will not be screened, is what?
Well, unfortunately, BreastCheck is only carrying out, 170,000 screenings this year. So that means 49,000 people who are eligible within the age range of BreastCheck, which is the age of 50 to 69, will not be invited to attend for screening.
And that's a capacity problem, isn't it?
It's a capacity issue that for the last 2 years, actually, the National Screening Service targets have not been met with breast cancer screening. So there are issues in relation to the number of radiographers. There's some issues with women not turning up if they've been invited. But generally, it's capacity in the system. And it's a system which means that, you know, radiologists are so important. Unfortunately, the system hasn't been funded sufficiently to ensure that the number of radiologists needed to meet the targets of 170,000 for this year are not in place.
That leaves a material impact. What's the significance in those women being missed, and what's the likely result in terms of cancers being missed?
So early detection is absolutely key for any long-term survival rates, and breast cancer screening or any screening program is absolutely essential in terms of ensuring that early diagnosis. So if 100 women attend for breast check and 99 are caught at stage one, in 5 years, they will still be alive. Whereas if the cancer is caught late at stage four, when the cancer has spread to other organs in the body, unfortunately, only 37% of those women will survive beyond 5 years. And equally, if cancer is not diagnosed at an early stage, the treatment path is much more difficult and much more invasive for the patient. It's much more costly for the system as well. And then the mortality rates are unfortunately higher. So early detection is absolutely key. And that's why our national screening programs do a fantastic job in picking up those early cancers. So, for example, of the 3,400 women who are diagnosed with breast cancer every year, approximately a third of those are picked up through breast check. And predominantly when it's early, you know, stage one, the chances of those women coming out the other side will be much, much higher. So that's why breast check and the other national screening programs are so important.
And just doing some maths on the back of an envelope, if a third of the 3,400 who are found every year to have cancer, that's about 1,000 women that BreastCheck is finding. If it's missing its targets by 20%, is it a fair inference, therefore, that you look at that and say that there are probably a couple of hundred women who are dropping through the system who will contract breast cancer?
Absolutely. So unfortunately, over the last 3 years, because we've missed our targets in 23 and 2024 and likely to miss them again in 2025, That's potentially 125,000 women who have not been screened and whose screenings will be delayed. And if you look at a third of those potentially, that could be, you know, approximately 41,000 women who are not diagnosed at stage one. And as I said before, if it's diagnosed at stage three or stage four, it's much more difficult to treat. And particularly if it's stage four, it becomes incurable at that point. And, you know, obviously the pathway for the patient is so much more difficult. Their treatment options become more limited for the oncologists. So that's why, you know, that focus on early detection and ensuring that the capacity is put in the system to ensure that the targets for breast check are being met is absolutely so crucial.
You said that some of the reason is because of the availability of radiologists and clinicians. Some of the other reason is people not arriving for their appointments. Do you have any sense as to why the latter happens?
Yeah, in some cases, there are many reasons. You know, sometimes it's cultural. In some communities, people may have a fear of health issues, and maybe even if they suspect they might have something going amiss with their bodies, maybe they don't want to get a diagnosis. Some people just feel very healthy and don't make the time to take up their appointments. I mean, breast check has a good uptake level. It's just under 80%. So it's less than 20% of people don't attend for their
breast check. That's laudable, but it still seems high for the people of non-attendance. One in five not attending.
One in five, but that's over the period between the age of 50 to 69. You know, so you would, you know, in that lifetime, you will be invited every 2 years. So there's a lot of evidence that your people don't come for their first breast screening, but I think then with education and better awareness about the importance of it, people are then attending later screenings.
Talk to me a little bit about that age cohort, 50 to 69. Is that a sufficiently broad cohort to catch all of those who are at risk?
Well, actually, anecdotally now, more and more women are being diagnosed at even a younger age. So in the last 5 years, approximately 26% of women have been diagnosed under the age of 50. So those are women who presented with symptoms. So obviously they wouldn't be in the system for screening, but they were able to identify symptoms and were diagnosed at an earlier age. So the European Commission is recommending that national screening programs for breast check are extended down to the age of 45 and indeed beyond the age of 69 up to the age of 74 to essentially ensure early diagnosis for a larger cohort of women. But obviously the system needs to be fully funded to put that capacity in place. And it's not just, I mean, this year the minister did allocate 2.9 million in 2025 for additional staff. But last year, for example, there were fewer radiologists in the system compared with 2023.
And is that a funding problem or is that a manpower resourcing problem?
It's both. I mean, the number of people who are now eligible for breast check has hugely increased because of the increase in population, and people are living longer also. So I think the targets are increasing all the time, but it's very evident that we're missing those targets. So, you know, 2.9 million is frankly not going to be sufficient to improve the capacity. To miss that number of women potentially, you're multiplying that as the years go on unless you're investing in the system. And it's not just at the screening stage. It's also, you know, all the full pathway in terms of diagnostics, in terms of cancer care, etc. The National Cancer Strategy has been notoriously underfunded over the years, and we're coming up to the end of the current strategy, which is 2026. So there will be a new strategy in place. And it's absolutely vital that that is fully funded.
And presumably there is a commercial argument as well as a public health argument in that, as you say, If women are not caught until they have gone to stage 3 or stage 4, the complexity and cost of treatment is much greater than if they're caught at an early stage.
Absolutely, absolutely. So aside from the patient themselves and ensuring better patient outcomes, to the system in general, because those people, you know, if you're diagnosed at stage 4, it's very unlikely that you're going to be contributing to society from a working perspective. Unfortunately, you can't work. Think of the consequences for families, for women themselves, you know, the psychological impact of a cancer journey, of living with potentially a terminal illness. So, yeah, from an economics perspective, it absolutely makes sense to invest in the model to ensure more and more people are caught earlier. And then that obviously will reduce the number of people who are costing the system hugely as well. So it's an investment. It's an investment argument, as well as one for the patient story themselves.
Now you're in an interesting position because you are both advocate as CEO of the Marie Keating Foundation, but you're also exemplar in terms of the impact that early detection can have. In your own case, your detection, was that as a function of a breast check, or was that self-diagnosed or self-discovered?
No, that was self-diagnosed because I was 47 when I was diagnosed with cancer. So I had found a lump in my breast, and unfortunately, I had actually two different tumours. So I ended up having to have a mastectomy, go through a year of treatment with chemotherapy, radiotherapy. And actually, that's what catapulted me into the world of cancer. I used to work in the financial sector before that. So I'm an absolute huge advocate of the importance of early detection because I saw it myself.
And were you stage one, stage two?
One of the tumours was stage two and one was stage one. But I was immediately reassured that because I had caught it early, that, you know, I would certainly have a good and positive prognosis, which tended to be the case. But Marie Keating, for example, she was only 51 when she was diagnosed with cancer, and she didn't attend for breast screening. And unfortunately, she had a fear of doctors, so she didn't go to be checked until it was too late. And, you know, so that's what the whole focus of the Marie Keating Foundation is, on educating people about the signs and symptoms of the common cancers so that they can check themselves and present to it, go to a GP if there's anything amiss. And also, you know, advocating for better services for cancer patients in the system.
But in the case of Marie Keating, then, had she been, attended for breast screening because she was in that cohort, there is a fair chance she might have survived the cancer.
Absolutely. There's every chance she would still be alive today because she had a very curable form of breast cancer, the family found out afterwards. But just because she had a fear of doctors, she unfortunately it was too late when she was finally diagnosed. So we urge people, you know, at whatever age you are, whether you're attending for breast screening or not, always check, be breast aware and check your breasts for any changes at all. Also men, there are 30 cases of men diagnosed with breast cancer every year. And obviously men are not, will never be called for breast screening. But just if you notice any lumps in your breast or in your armpit, if there's any changes in the skin, a rash, a dimpling, if the nipple is inverted or in any way unusual. So we recommend once a month, just check your breasts, you know, and if there's anything unusual at all, go and get yourself checked.
How long ago was your diagnosis?
11 years, yeah.
Cancer-free since?
Cancer-free since, absolutely.
If people want to find out more about any of the services provided by the Marie Keating Foundation or about breast check screenings, is there somewhere that you would suggest they go?
Yes, so the mariekeating.ie, we have a lot of information and resources on our website to help people and to give them advice about the importance of early detection.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
We were talking about breast cancer screening before the break. You had raised, Liz, the matter of breast cancer screening in men, which is something that I suspect very few men would consider as something they might end up having to deal with. Relatively uncommon, but nonetheless significant. How does it manifest in men?
Men won't be called for breast screening, but breast cancer does arise in approximately 1% of cases with men. So approximately in Ireland, about 30 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer every year. So it'll manifest in the similar way to a woman, in that there could be a lump, or there could be a rash on the chest area. So in that case, any man who experiences any kind of a symptom should absolutely go to their GP to get checked out.
And is the recommendation that men should self-test the way women do, or is it an insignificant enough percentage that might be overkill?
Well, I think men should, all of us should check any part of our body that's presenting with any kind of something unusual. So absolutely, if you notice any kind of a lump or a bump, be it in your testicle or your breast, go and get it checked out, because if it's nothing, at least you're reassured. But if it is something and it's caught early, the chances of you coming out the other side are so much stronger.
And while we're talking screening, this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, is that right?
It is indeed. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and every November, the Marie Keating Foundation highlights lung cancer as the most deadly type of cancer. So unfortunately, only 24...
What is it? Stage 1 survival rate's below a third, aren't they?
Stage 4, 24% of people come out the other side with lung cancer, which compares very, very poorly to other common cancers. And the reason for that is because there is no screening program. Most people are caught at a late stage. So they're diagnosed at stage 4, when the disease has already spread to other organs in the body, and it's very difficult to treat. So we are advocating that people learn the signs and symptoms of lung cancer. We have a campaign running at the moment called the Breathless Collection, which is talking about the added weight of, the lung cancer symptoms, be it fatigue, be it breathlessness, be it chest or shoulder pain. And we urge people, just if you are wearing any of those symptoms, please go and get checked, because if it's caught early, again, there's great treatments out there and people can come through the other side. So we're actually calling for a national lung cancer screening program to be put in place, because there is evidence in other countries where there is lung cancer screening that so many more people are being caught at stage 1 when they can get the right treatments.
Lastly then, while we're talking screening, bowel screening, of course, is available and can have a significant impact in terms of stages which cancers are caught. Isn't that right?
Exactly. So the current bowel screen program runs from the age of 58 to 69, sorry, to 60. But unfortunately, we're noticing more and more people being diagnosed at stage 4 under the age of 50. So we are calling for the bowel screen program to reduce its age eligibility down to the age of 50. In some countries, it's already as low as 45, but there is definitely more and more cases of bowel cancer being diagnosed in younger age groups. So that screening program is really important to be reduced.
Liz, thank you very much. That is Liz Yates, who is CEO at the Marie Keating Foundation.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.